Praise God. Hallelujah. It is a blessing for us to gather once again in the presence of the living God. Hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. This morning as we are singing different songs, as we sing and worship God, hallelujah, there is power in this name. There is power. There is healing. There is deliverance in His name. Hallelujah. The power is not because how much we clap. It is not in the beat of the song. It's not in the tempo of the song. It is in the name of Jesus that there is power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Demons have to tremble in the name of Jesus this morning. Hallelujah. The word of God that came to me is very powerful, and I want to share that with you this morning. Let's turn our Bibles to 2 Chronicles chapter 20. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verses 2 to verse 4. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verses 2 to verses 4. Can someone read that in Malayalam, please? Randa Dirvatandam, Irvatam Adhyayam Adinde, Randam Vakim Mudil, Anjam Vakim Varangal Vaicha, Sahaicha. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father in heaven, this morning we come in your presence seeking your face. Father, we fall down at your feet and we ask you, Lord, reveal your glory to us. Reveal your power to us. This morning we want to encounter you. We want a transformation. We want a touch from your Holy Spirit, God. So we ask you, Lord Jesus, will you reveal yourself to us in a new way? Thank you, Father, for your presence. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the anointing. Thank you, Father, for the worship that we are able to offer to you. Let your name be lifted high. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to save my words for later, but right now is the time for the Word of God. So I just want to dedicate this time for the Word of God. In this passage, in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, King Jehoshaphat was a person who was facing an army, not a normal army, three armies being brought together. In verse 2, it said, some people came and told King Jehoshaphat, a vast army is coming against you from Edom, from the other side of the Dead Sea. It is already in Hazazon Tamar. Alarmed, Jehoshaphat resolved to inquire of the Lord, and he proclaimed a fast for all Judah. Hallelujah, it is a blessing whenever the children of God come together to fast and pray. Hallelujah. When we come together in God's name, we come and we fast and we pray and we seek God. Our God is a prayer answering God. Our God is a deliverer. Our God is the one who goes before us and prepares a way in the highway in the desert. Hallelujah. Jehoshaphat, who, if we read in the previous chapter, if you go to 2 Chronicles chapter 18, verse 4, you will read that he is a man who seeks after God. But Jehoshaphat also said to the king of Israel, first seek the counsel of the Lord. If you go to 2 Chronicles chapter 17, verse 4 also, verse 3 and 4, the Lord was with Jehoshaphat because he followed the ways of his father David before him. He did not consult the Baals, but sought the God of his father and followed his commands rather than the practices of Israel. So Jehoshaphat is not a king who followed God when it was convenient for him. King Jehoshaphat was not a king who searched for God when there was trouble in the atmosphere. King Jehoshaphat was a man of God. He was a person who followed God, whether in good season or in difficult season, whether there is famine or there is prosperity. King Jehoshaphat is a man of God. It doesn't matter who is coming and telling him, let us do this. He's saying, first, let's seek the counsel of God. He's a man who searches for the will of God. He's a man who's listening to what God has to tell him. He's a man who doesn't care, even if it's the king of Israel or it's the king of Judah or some other king from any other place who comes and tells him, okay, king, let's do this. He's saying, first, let's seek the counsel of God. Hallelujah. I thank God for God's people who say, stop, wait a minute. I know you're advising me to do something. Wait a minute. Let me ask God. Praise God for people who, before they make any step, they're saying, God, is this your will? God wants to communicate his will to his people. God wants to communicate his heart to his people. God wants people to know what is his desire for your life. But you have to take a minute and say, Lord, is this the direction you're pointing me towards? Lord, is this the way that I have to step forward? And King Jehoshaphat was a man who sought after God, who searched and walked in the footsteps of God, who followed in the footsteps of David, who followed in the footsteps of praising and worshiping God. And here, King Jehoshaphat is having a vast army coming directed against him. Children of God, because you decided to follow God, there will be difficulties. Because you are a person who's seeking after God's name, there will be trouble. For an ordinary person, for a person who's trying to not do anything and avoid trouble, usually they can escape. Nobody's putting a target on their back. But child of God, you might not do anything to stir a problem for someone else, but someone will have a problem with you. You don't have to go create a trouble. You don't have to go searching for trouble. You don't have to make sure that someone else is difficult or you have to speak a harsh word to somebody. Somebody will come to say harsh words towards you. That is the privilege of a child of God. Let me say that again. When trouble comes against a child of God, it is not a problem that we need to uncover. It is a blessing in disguise. When a trouble stirs up against a child of God, it is a blessing in disguise. Hallelujah. Maybe everyone else might be looking at the problem and saying, how are you going to face this? You can start praising God because there's a blessing in the atmosphere that is already coming for you. Because if you're walking according to the commands of God, if you're seeking God's counsel, if you want to walk according to the law of God, know that any problem that is coming against you is from the enemy, but the one who is for you is strong than the one who is in this world. Hallelujah. Stand firm your ground this morning. Know the will of God. Know his power. If you are in the will of God, doesn't matter who comes and says it is not going to happen. God is the one who's given you that vision. Darshanam tamna devam. Darshanam tamna devam. He's the one who will fulfill it. Hallelujah. God is the one who will provide. Hallelujah. God is the one who will make a way. You don't have to do anything. Hallelujah. Jehoshaphat saw the problem and he got afraid. It is normal for a human being to see an unexpected problem come against him and feel afraid. Children of God, it is okay when you see difficulties in your path, when you see people in power against you, when you see unexpected opposition towards the will of God in your life, and you say, oh no, how am I going to overcome this? It is not a lack of faith. It is because we are looking through human eyes. Children of God, we are not in the spirit all the time. We are not always operating in the spirit as we should. Yes, we have to walk in step with the Spirit. Yes, we need to be anointed all the time. Yes, we have to pray without ceasing in the Spirit at all times. But that is something that is lacking in us, is that we don't always look through spiritual eyes. We also live human lives. God knows that. When we look at our problems through our human eyes, through our human perspective, it is impossible not to feel fear. It is impossible not to feel anxious. It is impossible not to feel overwhelmed. It is impossible to say, maybe it is natural for you to say, God, what is this coming against me? I stood for you. I am in your will. I asked you for your counsel. I don't make one step to the right or left without your direction. Why is there trouble stirring in the atmosphere? It is because the enemy knows who you are. No, because the enemy knows who you are. If you are a child of God, the enemy knows you. When God asked Satan in the book of Job, do you know my servant Job? Satan knew the servant of God. Hallelujah. So don't be surprised when the enemy knows you by first name. When God said, do you know my servant Job? There must have been other Jobs. Satan didn't say, Which Job? Is it from Carmel or from Jezreel? Which address? Because there is one in UK and one in US and then one in South America. Which Job are you talking about? No, Satan knew who God was talking about. If you are a servant of God, if you are a person who's walking in the will of God, if you're a person who's striving hard to know and make known God in the land, if you're a person who refuses to bow down before Baal, then Satan knows you because he wants a target against you. Satan knows the people of God. But that's not a cause of fear for the people of God. When Jehoshaphat heard that not just one army, not just two armies, but three armies, vast like the seashore, came against him, and they're crossing the Dead Sea to come against God, come against God's people, Jehoshaphat said, come on, let's fast. He said, let us fast for all of Judah. Look at verse 4. The people of Judah came together to seek help from the Lord. Indeed, they came from every town in Judah to seek him. Any other ordinary king, what would they have done? Go to Egypt. Tell them we are under attack. Bring the chariots here. Another person would have said, go to another place. Tell them we need all the weapons that you have. Go sharpen your knives. Go prepare. Go get some exercise. Go watch some videos on how to hold a knife, how to take a sword. It's probably what any other ordinary king would have done. But here, what does Jehoshaphat do? Come, let us fast. What is fasting? Fasting means taking away your natural strength. What is rest for your body? What is food for your body? What is nutrition for your body? What feeds your natural man? You're starving it. When a person fasts, do they get stronger physically? No. Ask any person who's been fasting and goes to work. You feel tired. You feel drained. A little bit more than usual. That's because it is natural for your physical man to grow weak. Here, three armies are coming against God's people. And Jehoshaphat, instead of saying, go get some good sleep, get some 8 hours of sleep, maybe add one more extra hour because maybe in the warfare you might not get. No, he doesn't go. He doesn't say, go sharpen your knife's neck. Go get all the sharpest tools. Go get the mercenaries. Go get the soldiers of Egypt. He doesn't say that. He doesn't go hire the chariots. Jehoshaphat says everything that is counterintuitive. Let us seek the will of God. Come, let's fast. The power of a Christian, the power of a child of God is not in the natural. The power of a Christian, the power of a child of God, a power of one who walks in the Spirit, the power of one who seeks the will of God does not come from the natural realm. Everyone else will say, okay, you need to put a down deposit on the side. Maybe you need an emergency fund. Maybe you need to store money for this. You need to prepare for the hardest thing. Maybe you need this and that and that and this. Because they're thinking in the natural realm. But what does a child of God who does? I expect the supernatural. I don't expect the natural. Because naturally, I don't have the strength to face this army. Naturally, I don't have the ability to win this warfare. Naturally, I don't think anyone has the ability to help me, but I know someone supernaturally. So I'm going to seek the supernatural. I'm going to seek something that is extraordinary because the natural will fail me, but there is a supernatural God. Amen, hallelujah. This morning, children of God, when you're standing in the battlefield, when you see that army rising up against you, you're thinking, why is this battle against me? Why is the problem rising against me? I just want to sit here, rest, and not create a problem for everyone else. But there is a problem rising up against me. There's a problem rising against my land. There's a problem rising against my family. Why, God? Why? Hallelujah. I don't have the strength for this. Turn to God. Declare a fast in the land. Because when the natural fails you, seek the supernatural. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 5 to verses 12.
King Jehoshaphat comes into the middle of the temple and declares in the middle of the fast a giant prayer declaring the promises of God. God, you are my promise keeper. You are the one who promised my ancestors. You are the one who promised Abraham. You are the one who promised Moses. You are the one who promised Joshua. You are the one who brought me into this land. This land is our inheritance. When the person comes threatening your promise, remind yourself of the promise of God. Hallelujah. When the enemy comes to steal and destroy, hallelujah. When the enemy comes to rob and kill, remind yourself that the one who has spoken the promises is the one who will fulfill it. Hallelujah. 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 Darshanam tamna devam. Hallelujah. The one who gave his promise, the one who gave the vision, is faithful to complete it. He does not need your help. He does not need the natural to aid him. Hallelujah. Your problems might be extraordinary, but my God is extra, extraordinary. Hallelujah. Your problems might seem to be vast, but my God is super vast. Hallelujah. My God is greater than any problem that the enemy can throw at you. My God is greater than any javelin that's fashioned against you. My God is greater than any armies that are rising against you. My God is the greatest. He is sovereign. He is King of kings. He is Lord of lords. Hallelujah. What can the enemy do to me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. After Jehoshaphat prays, this is what the Spirit of God says to Jehoshaphat. Read verse 14 to 17 in Malayalam, please. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know how many of you have been reading with me. Verse 17, it says this: you will not have to fight this battle. You will not have to fight this battle. Hallelujah. This is what the Spirit of God is saying this morning. Hallelujah. Doesn't matter how great of an enemy is coming up against you. Doesn't matter if you have not trusted in your natural resources. It doesn't matter if you have not been following the advice of your financial advisors. It doesn't matter if everyone in this world is against you. There is one God who is saying, I will fight for you. I will fight for you. I will fight for you. Just stand there. Be still. Be still. Hallelujah. Over there. Do you know what my problem was with this verse? What was my problem with this verse is, you will not have to fight this battle. Take up your positions. Stand firm. Hallelujah. What does it mean to take up our positions? Standing in your positions means getting ready for warfare. God told him, you don't have to do anything. Right? God told him he wouldn't need to raise one arm. God will take care of everything. But then why is God telling the people of Judah to go stand up and take your positions? Children of God, just because God has promised you something doesn't mean that you don't have to do anything. God requires his people to assume the positions of warfare. God wants his people to get ready for war. The battle is already victorious. The battle has already been declared won. Why does the people of God then need to stand in the battlefield? God wants you to have front row seats to your victory. I don't know if you understood that. God wants the people of Judah to stand over them in front of him so that when the enemy comes against him and God is striking against his enemy, the people of Judah will see with their clear eyes, yes, the enemy is being defeated. The enemy is being defeated. I didn't have to raise my hand. It takes gut. It takes courage. It takes boldness. It takes faith to stand in the eyesight of the enemy. To stand where the enemy can see you. It takes courage. It takes boldness. Nobody wants to put themselves in harm's way. Nobody wants to put them in the dangerous position. Nobody wants to put themselves in a vulnerable position. But God says, put yourself in a vulnerable position and trust me. Trust me to provide. Trust me to protect you. What is even better is stand firm and see the deliverance the Lord will give you. You are there not to participate, but to be a spectator. You are going to see the hand of God for you. But take up your positions. Children of God, we are standing in a battlefield, and God tells us to wear the armor of God, with the helmet of salvation, with the breastplate of righteousness, with truth as our belt, with the readiness to spread the gospel as our sandals, with faith as our shield, and the word of God as a double-edged sword that has the power to cut between the soul and the spirit. When you stand in a battlefield, what are we supposed to do? God saying, calm down. I got this war. Just stand there and look cute. Just stand there and just be still. You will see the hand of God. You will see the hand of God. God just told Jehoshaphat to stand still and just to look at what God is going to do. Jehoshaphat takes an even greater step of faith. Let's read. Verses 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Verses 20 to 22. Randa Thiruvananthavam Irvadam Adhyayam Adinte Irvadu Mudal Irvati Randam Vakyam Vare Aarengil Malayalathil Vaichu Sahaike. Amen. Madhi, when you read that verse, God told Jehoshaphat, just get your people to stand in position. Just let them stand there. He didn't tell about anything extra. But Jehoshaphat's faith, look at this. He says, forget the soldiers. Forget the people who are trained for army. Forget the arrow people and the slingers. Bring out the musicians. Who are these musicians? If you read verse 21, after consulting the people, Jehoshaphat appointed men to sing to the Lord and to praise him for the splendor of his holiness. Hallelujah. 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 Devathinte vishuddhi patti paadan. David said, one thing I ask of the Lord, one thing do I seek, that I may gaze on the beauty of the Lord, on the beauty of the holiness of God. Hallelujah. And over there, hallelujah, we see there, Jehoshaphat says, tell them to sing, give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever. Hallelujah. God did not tell King Jehoshaphat, send your musicians in front of you. God did not tell King Jehoshaphat, declare my holiness in front of the enemy. God did not tell King Jehoshaphat, remove your soldiers and bring in the worshipers. God did not tell Jehoshaphat, take out all your swords and your javelins and replace them with instruments of praise. Jehoshaphat, God did not tell Jehoshaphat that. But Jehoshaphat, with faith, it takes courage and faith to take an extraordinary step for God. But when you take a step of faith, courage, boldness, an extraordinary step for God, My God is not a God who sits there simply. My God is a God who stands up. My God is a God who steps in. Hallelujah. And then verse 22. Can someone read? Verse 22. Amen. As they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushes against the men of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir who were invading Judah, and they were defeated. The Ammonites and Moabites rose up against the men from Mount Seir to destroy and annihilate them. After they finished the slaughtering the men from Seir, they began to destroy one another. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You don't have to step in. God is stepping for you. What is the best part is the enemies who were united in destroying you will destroy one another. Hallelujah. The enemies that came against you and said you will not see tomorrow will be the ones to destroy themselves. You don't have to do anything. Hallelujah. Well, what did the men of Judah do? What did the men who were worshiping God do? Let's look at verse 24. When the men of Judah came to the place that overlooks the desert and looked towards the vast army, they saw only dead bodies lying on the ground. No one had escaped. Oh! Hallelujah. Can someone read that? Verse 24. Hallelujah. 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 Not a single one. Not a single one could escape. Why? Because there was worshipers worshiping God. Hallelujah. 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 Aduramana ragadal haude. Aduraba shakara baba. God is looking for worshipers. Doesn't matter how great your problem is facing you. Doesn't matter what situation is coming against you. No matter which boss, which supervisor, which problem people are coming against you. Doesn't matter if the entire company is against you. Doesn't matter if your entire family is against you. If God is for you. Hallelujah. If God is for you. Who can be against us? Hallelujah. This morning, the word of God is very clear. Hallelujah. Take an extraordinary step of faith for God. Take an extraordinary step of faith for God. Realize what His will is. Walk according to His footsteps. Expect trouble. But trouble is an opportunity to glorify God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every നിങ്ങൾക്ക് ഏറായിട്ട് വരുന്ന എല്ലാ പോരാട്ടം ഹാലലൂയ ദൈവത്തെ സ്തുതിക്കാനുള്ള ഒരു ഓപ്പർച്യൂണിറ്റിയാണത്. ആരാധിക്കുമ്പോൾ ഹല്ലേലൂയ വിടുതൽ, ആരാധിക്കുമ്പോൾ സൗഖ്യം. ഹല്ലേലൂയ ഹല്ലേലൂയ. ആരാധനയ്ക്ക് യോഗ്യനായ ദൈവത്തെ സത്യത്തിലും ആത്മാവിലും ആരാധിക്കുമ്പോൾ നിങ്ങൾക്ക് എതിരായിട്ട് പ്രവർത്തിക്കുന്ന എല്ലാ ഹല്ലേലൂയ ദുഷ്ട ശക്തികളും യേശുവിന്റെ നാമത്തിൽ ഇന്ന് രാവിലെ നിങ്ങളുടെ അധികാരം വെച്ച് ഹല്ലേലൂയ ആരബ നിങ്ങൾ ആരാധിക്കുമ്പോൾ ഹല്ലേലൂയ ഇന്ന് കാണുന്ന മിസ്രയീം ശക്തി നിങ്ങൾ ഇനിയും കാണത്തില്ല. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 I don't have time. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. But the presence of God is here. Hallelujah. The word of God is powerful. Hallelujah. He has spoken. Hallelujah. If He has given you your promise, your enemy cannot steal it. If He has given you a vision, nobody can rob it. If God is the one who is speaking for you, who can speak against you? If God is for you, who can be against you this morning? King Jehoshaphat. Hallelujah. To this church, I prophesy by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. If you walk in the footsteps of God, if you walk according to the commandments of God, if you walk in the way that God expects you to walk, it doesn't matter what army is rising up against you. It doesn't matter how many people rise up against you. It doesn't matter what issue is coming against you. It doesn't matter how impossible your situation is. It doesn't matter how vast that army is. It doesn't matter what weapons of warfare they use. There is a God who's supernatural, who's fighting for you. You just have to be still. And you will see the hand of God in the land of the living. Hallelujah. Jeevikina deshatil. Hallelujah. 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 Jeevikina deshatil tanne. Hallelujah. Ningal alpudum kanum. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Deva mandi gulamangal. Hallelujah. Pretty gulamare. Udabaraba shagara baba 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 baba. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Know the voice of God this morning. Hallelujah. Devatin. Hallelujah. You have to get ready for a step. Hallelujah. Yehoshaphat. Hallelujah. Ede step edukana munbe deeme angede hinam enduvana. Hallelujah. Adu tirichariyal ningal confident aayittu ede step il irangiyalum devam koode undu. ദൈവം കൂടെയുണ്ട്. എന്നാൽ നമ്മളുടെ ബുദ്ധിയിൽ നമ്മൾ പ്രവർത്തിച്ചാൽ ഇച്ചിരി സ്റ്റെപ്പ് എടുത്തു കഴിഞ്ഞാൽ പിന്നെ നമ്മൾ ദൈവമേ നീ കൂടെയുണ്ടോ കർത്താവേ. സംടൈംസ് വെൻ വി ഓപ്പറേറ്റ് ഇൻ അവർ നാച്ചുറൽ തിങ്കിങ് ഇൻ അവർ ലോജിക് വി ഫൊഗെറ്റ് ദാറ്റ് ദാറ്റ് ഇസ് നോട്ട് വെർ ഗോഡ് വാണ്ട്സ് അസ് ടു ബി. ഗോഡ് ഈസ് കോളിംഗ് സം പീപ്പിൾ ദിസ് മോർണിംഗ് ടു നോട്ട് ഓപ്പറേറ്റ് ഇൻ ദ നാച്ചുറൽ. Not operate in the normal worldly logic and wisdom, but to operate in the supernatural, to operate in a knowledge that is counterintuitive. When people are saying you need to get ready for war and put on the best sleep, put on your best armor, get the best food, God is telling you to fast and pray. Hallelujah. I thank God for a church that fasts and prays. I thank God for a church that is willing to seek after the will of God. I thank God for a church that is saying, God, what is it that you want us to do? Either step nammal devathine choichu, hallelujah, if we step in it, ningalku edirayittu varunna ella shatrugalum verum orappayittu verum. ഹല്ലേലൂയ്യ. നിങ്ങൾ ദൈവത്തിന് വേണ്ടി സ്റ്റെപ്പ് എടുക്കുമ്പോൾ ശത്രുക്ക് ഏറ്റവും നിരാശപ്പെട്ട ഒരു സംഭവമാണ്. നിങ്ങൾ വിശ്വാസികളാകുമ്പോൾ, നിങ്ങൾ ദൈവത്തിന് വേണ്ടി ഒരു സ്റ്റെപ്പ് എടുക്കും, വിശ്വാസത്തിൻ്റെ ഒരു സ്റ്റെപ്പ് എടുക്കുമ്പോൾ ഹല്ലേലൂയ്യ, ശത്രു ഏറായിട്ട് ഹല്ലേലൂയ്യ പ്രതികൂലമായിരിക്കും. ഹല്ലേലൂയ്യ, ഈശാനമൂലൻ കൂടും. ഹല്ലേലൂയ്യ, തീ കൂട്ടി വെച്ചെന്ന് ആയെങ്കിലും ഹല്ലേലൂയ്യ, നിങ്ങളെ ഹല്ലേലൂയ്യ പ്രസന്ന മണ്ടയ്ക്ക് വെച്ചെന്ന് ആയിരിക്കും. എന്നാൽ ഹല്ലേലൂയ്യ, കാരാഗ്രഹത്തിൽ സൗലും ശീലാസും പാടി ആരാധിച്ചപ്പോൾ എന്നാൽ ഒരു വിശ്വാസിയുടെ ശക്തി ആരാധനയിലാണ്. ഒരു വിശ്വാസിയുടെ ശക്തി അവരുടെ സ്തുതിയിൽമേലാണ്. അതുകൊണ്ടാ യഹൂദ ഗോത്രമേ, യഹൂദ ഗോത്രമേ, ഹല്ലേലൂയ, ദൈവത്തെ ആർപ്പോടെ സ്തുതിക്കുക. ഹല്ലേലൂയ, സ്തുതിക്കുമ്പോൾ ഹല്ലേലൂയ, യെരിക്കോ മതിലുകൾ ഇന്ന് താഴെ വീണു. ഇന്ന് കാണുന്ന മിസ്രയീമികൾ, ഹല്ലേലൂയ, മറിയമേ, നീ തപ്പെടുത്ത് ആരാധിക്കുമ്പോൾ തന്നെ നീ എന്നിട്ട് വിജയം കാണും. പ്രൈസ് ഈസ് എ വെപ്പൺ. ഹല്ലേലൂയ, പ്രൈസ് ഈസ് എ വെപ്പൺ. ഹല്ലേലൂയ, യൂസ് ദാറ്റ് വെപ്പൺ. ബട്ട് ഐ വിൽ ടെൽ യു വൺ തിങ്, we don't praise God because we see problem, we praise God because he's worthy. We don't praise God because the trouble has started, we just do what we always do, we praise God. Hallelujah. We are not waiting for a problem to say stotram 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 stotram. Hallelujah. ചില ആൾക്കാരെ ഹല്ലേലൂയ്യ ഓൾമോസ്റ്റ് ഒരു ആക്സിഡന്റ് സേവ് ചെയ്യുമ്പോഴാണ് സ്തോത്രം 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 എന്ന് പറയുന്നത്. ഹല്ലേലൂയ്യ. അല്ല, we don't have to wait for an accident to praise God. We don't have to wait for a trouble to praise God. We don't have to wait for our situation to become bad to praise God. Start praising him now. Start praising him now. Start worshiping God now. And the person who is formed against you, hallelujah, കാരാഗ്രഹത്തിൻ്റെ വാതിലുകൾ തുറങ്ങുന്ന ദൈവമാണ് എൻ്റെ ദൈവം. യു വിൽ സീ ദി എനിമി ബട്ട് ബി സ്റ്റിൽ ഐ നോ ദാറ്റ് യു ആർ ഗോഡ്. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. ഐ ആം ജസ്റ്റ് ഗോയിങ് ടു എൻഡ് ബൈ വേർഡ്സ് ഹിയർ. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. ലെറ്റ് അസ് പ്രേ. Spirit of the living God, hallelujah. Thank you for the word that you have spoken this morning, hallelujah. We stand not by might, not by power, hallelujah. സൈന്യത്തെയാലല്ല ശക്തിയാലല്ല കർത്താവേ നമ്മൾ നിൽക്കുന്നത്, ദൈവത്തിൻ്റെ ആത്മാവിലാണ്. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. നമ്മൾ നിൽക്കുന്നത് അതാണ് നമ്മുടെ ശക്തി. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. ഓ ഹല്ലേലൂയ. നമ്മൾ വിശ്വാസ കണ്ണാലാണ് നമ്മൾ കാണുന്നത്. നോട്ട് ബൈ സൈറ്റ്, ഹല്ലേലൂയ, ബട്ട് ബൈ ഫെയ്ത്ത് ഇസ് വാട്ട് വി ഡു ലോർഡ്. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. വി താങ്ക് യു ഗോഡ് ദറ്റ് ഈവൻ വിത്ത് അവർ നാച്ചുറൽ, ഇൻ അവർ നാച്ചുറൽ ഐസ്, ഇൻ അവർ നാച്ചുറൽ പെർസ്പെക്റ്റീവ്സ്, ദർ ഇസ് നോ വേ ദറ്റ് വി കൻ ഓവർകം, ദർ ഇസ് നോ വേ ദറ്റ് വി കൻ ക്ലെയിം വിക്ടറി, ദർ ഇസ് no way that we will be winners, but Lord, you have already declared us more than conquerors. You have already declared us, hallelujah, victorious. The battle has already been declared won, but Father, you're asking us to take up our positions this morning. We take up our positions on our knees. Mutton meal nammal avunde positions edukkunnundu kartave. Hallelujah. When people come against us with, hallelujah, normal weapons, nammal hallelujah, hallelujah, spiritual weapons aanu nammude aayudham. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Aathmiya hallelujah vaal. Hallelujah. Yes, vajanamaya vaal. Hallelujah. Nammal vishwasathal nammal prasthaapikkumbol kartave munneme irikkuna ella shatrugal thaare povum kartave. Lord, thank you for that word. We surrender ourselves to you. Continue to speak to us in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May God bless you all with these words.